Good morning, everybody. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Daled. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously in memory of Nachman Daniel Ben Aryeh Tzvi Morris, is a friend of Racha, who was learning Daf Yomi amongst all of his other starim. I just found out yesterday he was also Echad mi b'nei ha-chabura. He was learning with our Daf Yomi Shir at Shalavim before he was Nifta last week. And his father Aryeh is a regular listener on our morning Zoom Daf Yomi Shir. The Neshama Shlav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Karen and Mark E. Benson, commemorating the yahrzeit of Mark's father Jack Benson, Yaakov Ben Yitzchak HaKohen Zichron Levracha, whose 10th yahrzeit is today, the 23rd of Iyar. The Neshama Shlav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we were in the middle of discussing yesterday on Chav Gimel Amud Beis whether the Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda or not. It seemed to be a machlokas amoraim. The Gemara is going to suggest that this might also be a machlokas tanoim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss in today's daf the shear of Trumas Hadeshen. How much deshen do you have to take in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? And the Gemara is going to then discuss the daldar avodos for which a zar is chayiv misa. We're going to try to come up with klalim, with rules of how you know which kind of avoda a zar is going to be chayiv misa for and which kind of avoda a zar is not going to be chayiv misa for. The Gemara is going to discuss that a zar is chayiv even for avoda siluk when it's done bachutz, and we're going to have to define what's called bachutz, what's called bifnim. Meaning, I know the Kodesh HaKadoshim is certainly bifnim. What's the heichal? Is the heichal bifnim or is the heichal bachutz? The Gemara is also going to talk about, well, at the end of the daf, why we do payasos at four separate times, and we're going to have machlokas if they wore big day kodesh for the pious as well. So a lot of different topics relating to the begadim and relating to Trumas Hadeshen and the avoda. So let's begin at Neima Kitanai, which is where we left off yesterday. Last two words in line are Neima Kitanai, about 8-9 lines before the end of the page. So it says Gemara, this machlokas Riyok Reish Lakish Neima Kitanai, it already seems to be a machlokas Tanayim, and that's of course whenever the Gemara says that, it means that's a problem, because why would Amorayim argue in their own voice when it's really a machlokas Tanayim from much earlier generations? They should just say, instead of arguing, instead of having the machlokas, they should just say halacha kid. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like whatever Tana. So, but it seems to parallel perfectly machlokas Tanaim, because we have a brisa that discusses the psukim by the Trumas Hadeshen, where the pasuk says al besaro, meaning it says it's important to know the rest of the pasuk. It says velavash hakohen midavad mitzvad yilbash al besaro. So the Gemara says matam lomer yilbash. Why does it have to say yilbash? The pasuk starts with vilavash hakohen. So why does it have to then say yilbash al besaro? Obviously, vilavash means yilbash. So lahavi mitznefes va'avneit la'arama. That's coming to tell me that he's chayiv to wear the mitznefes and the avneit for the Trumas Hadeshen. The yilbash comes to be marbe a chiyuv, an additional chiyuv levisha beyond the two begadim that are explicit in the pasuk. So the two begadim that are missing from the big day kohen hadyot in the pasuk are the mitznefes and the avneit. So that's why I have an extra word yilbash to tell me that he wears all four big day kohen hadyot, that he's not just wearing two of the begadim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda darshens from yilbash. Rabbi Dosa Omer, the rabbis big day kohen gadol biyom kippur shekshirim the kohen hadyot, that it's being marba the big day kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, the four big day lavan that the kohen gadol would wear on Yom Kippur when he went lefnai v'lefnim. He couldn't wear big day zav in kategor nasa senegor, so he was wearing big day lavan, that those big day lavan could be used by a kohen hadyot throughout the rest of the year, because the big day lavan of the kohen hadyot the pasuk describes as tzchonis bad kodesh yilbash. So we darshan the yilbash and it says beitrumas deshen from the yilbash. And it says Beyom HaKippurim, and the pasuk is telling me that the big day 11 of the Kohen Gadol, that it says V'inicham Sham, so I might have thought it means that you have to put them away and not let you use them anymore. So that's why the Torah is Megala to me through Yilbash, and it says Benetumas Deshan, that you don't have to put them away. They're able to be used by the Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year. So Amar Rebbe, Shtei Tshuvas B'davar, Rebbe says, that can't be. It can't be that the big day Kohen Gadol that he used, the big day loving that the Kohen Gadol used, are going to be able to be used throughout the rest of the year by a Kohen Hadyot. Can't be, for two reasons. It's not the same begadim. Three out of four out of the four are the same, but the avnet is different. Kohen Gadol uses an avnet in Yom Kippur that's made out of purely pishtan, whereas the avnet of a Kohen Hadyot is made out of tzemer pishtan. It's made out of shatnes. So only the ksonos, the mitzefes, and the nechnasayim that he wore in Yom Kippur are the same as big day Kohen Hadyot. So how can you say that it's just going to be used by a Kohen Hadyot? The wrong beged. The avnet doesn't match. Va'od, and the second problem is begadim shenishamsh ben kedush chamura tishamish ben kedush kala. You're going to take begadim that you use for kedusha chamura for avodas yom kippurim bekodesh hakadoshim, meaning the most severe of all kedushas, and now you're going to use it for the rest of the year for whatever other avoda. It can't be. Whatever happened to malim bekodesh v'lo maridin? How can you be morid bekedushasa to a point that you're going to use the that you're going to use it for something that's so much less holy? So the Gvura Sari points out that Rabbi Dosa, who made the drasha, and Rabbi Dosa, who thought that you're able to use the big day loving of the Kohen Gadol from Yom Kippur, that a Kohen Hedyot is able to use it throughout the rest of the year, also holds to the concept of Malam B'Kodesh Re'Meridin, but he just says, what's the other option over here? They're not going to be used ever again for Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so they're not going to, there's no opportunity to use them on that high level. So your two options are never use them or use them for big day Kohen Hedyot. So that's what Gvura Sari says. Rabbi Dosa holds it's not a violation of Malam B'Kodesh Lo Meridin if you're maximizing whatever potential it has. That right now it can't be used for anything else, so you'll use it for big day Kohen Hedyot. It's better than nothing. That's very similar to what the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf and Dalid, Sivkat and Zayin. The Taz writes that if you have Tashmishi Kedusha that are worn out and there's no way to use it for the Kedusha HaChamura that it was designated for, so better to use it for a Kedusha Kala than to put it into Geniza. It's a big Chiddush. Many of the poskim say no. It's at Malam B'Kodesh Lo Meridin. You're not allowed to use it for a Kedusha Kala. But the Taz says, when that's the only Kedusha you can use it for, why would it be better to not use it at all? Better to use it for whatever minimal Kedusha you're able to use it for. Elamatam Lo Meriyubash. So the says the Gemara, Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Dosa and has a different drasha. What do we learn from Yilbash? L'rabos es hashchakim. It comes to tell me that if you have old begadim, you're allowed to use that for avoda. You don't have to have brand new begadim in order to do the avoda. Shchakim just means worn out. You're not allowed to use begadim kruim. You're not allowed to use torn begadim for the avoda, but you're allowed to use shchakim. Kruim are possible. The Gemara in Zvachim Darshan's Daf Yud Ches, because Rashi points out, because the beggar that's roi la'avoda has to be l'kavod ul teferes. So if it's torn, it's not going to be l'kavod ul teferes. But this riboy is written in the context of Chumas Hadashen, but the way Rashi understands is that it's being megal about all the avodos, that it's not only by Chumas Hadashen that you're allowed to wear shchakim, that you're allowed to wear worn out begadim, it's even by other avodos that you're allowed to wear worn out begadim. Rashi, however, on Yud Beis Amud Beis in Dibra Maschil S, Rashi quotes a deya that Rabbi Shimon is telling me, no, dafka shchakim by Chumas Hadashen, because by Chumas, meaning it could be that it's kosher for all of others, but by Chumas Hadashen you must use shchakim, you're supposed to use worn out begadim, because Chumas Hadashen might mess up the clothing. So you don't want to dirty brand new clothing. So they'll take shchakim, they'll take older clothing, and they'll dafka use that. But then Rashi rejects that and says, no, Chumas Hadashen doesn't mess up the clothing. They're using a shavel. Meaning it really shouldn't mess up the clothing, and therefore there's no reason to be mechayiv to use shchakim. The Ritva explains that there's no chayiv to do the Chumas Hadashen with shchakim, but the Drash is telling me that Chumas Hadashen is mutal l'chadchila to do with shchakim. It's not even a mitzvah l'chadchila to be mahader to use begadim chadashim, as opposed to maybe when it comes to other avodos, at least a mitzvah l'chadchila to be mahader to use brand new begadim, and it's only by Chumas Hadashen that we allow even l'chadchila to use shchakim. But that's the drasha that Rebbe makes, rather than making the drasha that it could be used by a kohen hedyot. So once the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Dosa, so we're going to show that Rabbi Dosa's l'shitaso, because when describing the avodos yom kippurim of the kohen gadol, the Torah describes that he takes off the begadim v'inicham sham, and he places them there. So melamed shetun geniza. What does v'inicham sham mean? It means that they're there permanently, that they need geniza, that you're not allowed to use them ever again. Rabbi Dosa omer ru'inein the kohen hadid. But Rabbi Dosa disagrees. He says just because the kohen gadol used it does not mean it's permanently rejected. No, you can use a kohen hadid. It's allowed to use it. Umatam lomer v'inicham sham. Shloim shamish ben yom kippur macher. That what does it mean v'inicham sham? Not to use them, that the kohen Gadol shouldn't use them on another Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Dosa's Lushitaso in the Brisa that we just quoted, he learned from Yilbash at the big day Kohen Gadol are kosher for Kohen Hedyot. So when he says V'nicham Sham, it can't mean that they're permanently retired. If they were permanently retired, then they wouldn't be able to be used by a Kohen Hedyot. So that's why Rabbi Dosa says that Ru'in Hain L'Kohen Hedyot over here. It's Rabbi Dosa 100% Lushitaso. The Malbim points out on the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, when we read about V'nicham Sham, about the Avodah the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Malbim points out that the word Hanacha, it's a very Malbim type of idea, that the word Hanacha actually means two things in throughout Tanakh. The word Hanacha sometimes means an absolute abandonment of something, absolutely finishing something and not using it ever again. Like by the Efer Parah Aduma, the Pasuk says, V'niach michutz l'machne, and that's it. There's nothing that happens after that. And sometimes it means leaving something, but not in an absolute way. Like by Bikurim, V'nicha l'fnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, that you place the Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach. But they don't stay there in front of the Mizbeach, right? So it's just a temporary Hanacha. So the Tanakama darshan's Hanacha in the Li'olam sense, in the sense of like the Parah Aduma sense. So therefore, Melamed Shetuvim Geniza, never to use them again. And Rabbi Dosa darshan's the Hanacha in the Bikurim type of sense, that you could still use them B'yom Kippurim Acher, and that's the basis of this machlokas. But so now the Gemara concludes the shaila. So my lav v'hakam eflugi. We started by saying name a ketanai. Now there's a machlokas tanaim over here. So what, that the same machlokas amarayim Yishakash Rabbi Yochanan that we had yesterday about whether trumas hadashin is navoda is really a machlokas tanaim. How do we see it's a machlokas tanaim? So my lav v'hakam eflugi. Isn't this exactly the machlokas Rabbi Yudan Rabbi Dosa? Demar savar avodahi. Clearly Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins from the word Yilbash, that the Kohen who does the trumas hadashin has to wear all dalid begadim. That's what he darshans from Yilbash, that in addition to the two begadim that the Torah itself identifies. By saying the word Yilbash is telling me to wear the other two also, that he should wear all dalid begadim, so he must hold that it's an avoda, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Savar, whereas Rabbi Dosa, who does not darshan that drasha, sounds like according to him, the person who's marrying the deshan only wears the mechnasayim and the ketones, Savalav avodahi. He holds that it's not an avoda, like Reish Lakish, and therefore you only need two begadim, you don't need four begadim. Says more low. It could be that everybody agrees that it's an avoda, and therefore everybody agrees you need dalad begadim. The question is, do you learn that from the word yilbash or not? But everyone agrees that you need dalad begadim. Over here, the machlokas tanaim about what to darshan from yilbash is about something else. That mar savar tzricha kala rabuye. Rabbi Yehuda says, I need a pasuk to tell it to me that you wear the mitznefes and the avnate, because I need a pasuk to tell me that it's an avoda. Otherwise, I would have thought, without the pasuk of Yilbash telling me to wear all dalad begadim, I would have assumed it's not an avoda. So that's why I need a chidush akra that it's an avoda. But Amar Sav, Rabbi Dosa thinks that's obvious. Lo tzricha kra l'rabuye. I don't need a pasuk to be marbed the mitznefes and the avnet. I know, of course, without a drasha, if the Torah tells me they're supposed to wear the ketonis and the mechnasayim, so obviously it's an avoda. Those are two of the big dekuna. I mean, we never just wear two. Obviously, you're going to wear all four. So mela, you're going to need the mitznefes and the avnet as well. So that's why Rabbi Dosa says that the pasuk of Yilbash is extra to teach me another drasha. But it's not because he disagrees with the halacha that emerges from Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. He just thinks the halacha that emerges from Yehuda's drasha is obvious. I don't need a drasha to tell me that. It turns out, therefore, according to this, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa fit with the shita that it's avoda, But we had a machlokas amarayim whether it's avoda or not. So shouldn't this be a tiyufta? Shouldn't we be saying, oh, that's a checkmate on Reish Lakish, that who says that Trumas Hadashin is not an avoda? So what you have to say is that Reish Lakish will learn that it's taka machlokas tanaim, that Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's not a machlokas tanaim, and that everyone agrees to his shita, and Reish Lakish would say that it is machlokas tanaim, and he's simply paskining like the shita that it's not an avoda. So this idea of v'yinicham sham, that you leave it there, that it requires geniza afterwards. There's a tshuva in the Pu'ulas Tzadik Chelik Beis Simun Kuf Mem Gimel, where he was very against the idea that they would take kisvei hakodesh that were discarded and were no longer able to be used and use it to bind together other svarim. Meaning v'yinicham sham tells me that if it's you have something of kedusha that's no longer usable, you can't use it. I mean, according to the Taz and the verse that we mentioned before, maybe there's makom to say that you can, because it's better to use it for something rather than to not use it at all. So if you can get some usage out of it, especially in the context of some kedusha, then it would be okay. But if you hold that v'yinicham sham means that no, you're not allowed to use it for kohen hadiot, and you're paskin that way, v'yinicham sham that it's ritun and genisa, then you're not allowed to reuse it. It used to be very common practice in the printing houses. I mentioned last week the trip to Sotheby's however many years ago with Menachem Butler and with Rav Schachter. So one of the other things I learned there is they showed us that in the old Sfarim, really old Sfarim, they showed us the bindings. The bindings had letters on them. They used cutaways of Sfarim that didn't but the way they used to do it is they would prepare galleys of Sfarim. They would prepare like a trial run, and then they would read it and edit it and have to change things and have to change the types. So what did they do with the original trial run? What did they do with it? They used that to make the binding. They cut it up and made the binding out of it. So that's what this Tshuva Sefer is very against. How can you do that? And you saw it. You saw it in the binding of really old Sfarim. You see the lettering. So he was very against it. How can you do that? How can you take something that was designated for Kedusha and then use it for something else? There's a Tshuva in the Netziv where he says, no, the galleys of Sfarim have no Kedusha anyway. Because initially when they printed it, they knew that it wasn't there to be permanent. They knew that it was just... So the Netziv has such a Tshuva where he writes in Meshav Davar that if a person knows Meikara when they print something, that they're not doing it l'shem kedusha, that they're doing it that it shouldn't have kedusha, even if you're writing out mamash shem Hashem, but you're having in mind that it shouldn't have kedusha, that it should just be used temporarily until you're going to discard it, then it's not going to have kedusha. If we were to hold like that mitziv, it would be a very big kula in terms of all these parsha sheets and everything else, all these marmakomos sheets and everything else that are printed where everyone knows no one's keeping these things forever. It's on the computer. No one's my grandfather is a sanctum, should live and be well. Every week we send him my drasha, he has a pile at home. He said, I'm going to make a book out of this. I'm going to keep this. So it's on the computer also. We're not going to lose them. But who knows? Computers crash, so maybe we will lose them, and we'll go to my grandfather's apartment and we'll get the pile. But the idea is that you're printing them out, and you know that they're not going to be used for a long time. So that's the Netziv Shita. I don't think it's widely accepted, the Netziv Shita, for things that actually say Shem Hashem on them, but it's a good sniff lahakel if it doesn't say Shem Hashem in here, and there are other reasons to be mekel sometimes. So anyway, so says the Gemara now. The Gemara goes back to discuss the dinim of Trumas Hadeshen. So by Rabbi Yavin, Trumas Hadeshen bekama. What's the shear of Trumas Hadeshen? Meaning, how much deshen do you have to take? Tosa Rosh is bothered. Who says there is a shear for Trumas Hadeshen? Maybe just take a little bit of ashes. Mechi tasted that there's a shear of how much you have to take. I don't know. I thought everything in the Torah pretty much has a shear. There's always a shear for things in the Torah, but Tosa Rosh doesn't see what's so compelling to say that there has to be a shear. So anyway, the Gemara raises the question, though, what is the shear? The Gemara assumes they must have had some sort of Masorah that there is a shear. So we have to figure out where else do we have such a concept of Truma and see if it matches up. See which place where we have a concept of Truma, Truma Sedeshen matches up with. Mi Trumas Maiser Yalfin Allah, or Mi Trumas Midyan Yalfin Allah. And the way that Rabbi Avin phrased the Shaila is that there are only two possibilities. Possibility number one is we learn it from Trumas Maiser, because he uses the Lashon of Harama. By Trumas Meiser it says Varimosa Mimenu, and by Trumas Deshen it says Veherim Es Hadeshen. So just like Trumas Meiser is 1/10, right? You give the Levi Meiser Rishon, he gives 1/10 of that to the Kohen as Trumas Meiser. So too Trumas Deshen should try to take 1/10 of the pile of ashes. Or maybe no, maybe we learn it from Trumas Midyan, because by Trumas Midyan it also uses the Lashon of Harama. It says Varimosa Meches La Hashem, and it describes Echad Nefesh Mechamesh Hameyos. So maybe it should be 1/500. So that's a very big difference between 1/10 and 1/500. It's just a tiny amount. What happened by Midian? What Truma were we taking? Because after the war with Midian, we had a lot of spoils of war, including people, including captives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to split up all of the captives and the behemos that he seized and give half of it to the Anshei Melchama, and half of it, meaning half of it to the warriors, to the soldiers, and half of it to the rest of the nation. And from the part that goes to the Anshei Melchama, Echad Mechamesh Meos should go to Elazar HaKohen. One out of the 500 captives should go to Elazar HaKohen, and from the part that goes to the rest of the nation, one out of 50 should be given to the Levim. One out of every 50 should be given to the Levim. So Tosfos points out, Mehechi Tesi, that this means one out of 500. Meaning Rashi says that if we're learning from Trumas Midyan, then it must be one out of... Trumas Meiser, we know what it is. That's 1/10. But if we're learning from Trumas Midyan, it must mean one out of 500. So Tosfos maybe means one out of 50. How do you know that we're talking about the one out of 500 that goes to Elazar HaKohen? Maybe we're talking about the one out of 50 that goes to the Levim. So Tosfos writes that since the Lashon of Varimosa by Trumas Midyan is said in the context of the Chamesh Meos, right, it says, Varimosa Meches La Hashem.
Echad nefesh mechamesha meos. So that's why we associate a dafka with that one. However, Tosfos quotes that there's Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Trumas that says otherwise, that derives from that which the pasuk says b'Trumas Deshan, echad achuz mina chamishim, that the word achuz comes to tell me that kol sha'ata ochiz b'makom acher yehikazeh. That achuz is telling me that when you grab from some other spot in the Torah, in some other maramakom, that it should be just like this one. So the shear is for Truma Gadol is ayin beininess. How do I? Is 1 out of 50, right? What's how much do you give truma to the kohen? So chidachas, potatoes, kol agri, you can give anything. Yet the mishnayos tell us echad me'arba'im is ayin tova, echad mishishim is ayin ra'a, and echad mechamishim is just right. If you give 1/50th of your produce to a kohen, so that's the right amount. So where do we get that from? So Yerushalmi says we learn it from Trumas Midyan, that by Trumas Midyan they give 1/50th of that which went to the am, they gave to the levim. So Tosfos says based on that it's mistab. That over here also that the Trumas Sedeshan should be 1/50th and not 1/500th the way Rashi learns. Furthermore, says Tosos, even though in Midyan there was it was only an Inyan L'sha'ah, it was only something that was temporary, Trumas Meiser is L'doros, so L'chora, I would think if I want to learn a halach of Trumas Sedeshan should apply throughout the generations whenever we have a Beis HaMikdash. Trumas Midyan was a one time event, it was a one time halacha, so Trumas Sedeshan I would think is much more mistaver to learn from Trumas Meiser. Nevertheless, there's a tzad to learn from Midyan, says Tosos, because the lashon of the pasuk by Midyan is very mosa in the lashon yachid, which is much more similar to what it says by Trumas Sedeshan, which is veheirin. By Trumas Meiser, it says very mosem in plural. So therefore, there's in a certain sense, it's more similar to Trumas Meiser in that it's ledoros, but in a certain sense, it's more similar to Trumas Midyan in the way the Torah phrases it. Tosos further asks, why those are the only two places where it talks about truma? What about Truma, right? Why not learn from Truma Gedola? That or Hafrashas Challah. Challah is also called Truma in the Torah. So why is it only that we think Trumas Meiser and Trumas Midyan? Those are the first two that come to mind. First two that would have come to my mind are Truma Gedola and Challah. Those are the two primary Trumas. So it does suggest that it doesn't say Shir Nesina by those two. So therefore, we have to learn, you should learn Sasam and Amafurish. If we're trying to figure out what the Truma Sedeshan is, we should try to find somewhere where it says explicitly a number. So Trumas Meiser is explicit what the ratio is. By Trumas Midyan, it's explicit. We're just not sure which part of Trumas Midyan, whether it's 1/50th, 1/500th, but both are explicit, right? So we look at that which is explicit as opposed to that which is not explicit. Tosfos further asks, what about from Kometz HaMincha? It says Veherim when it talks about taking a Kemitza from Karban Mincha. So maybe it means to just take a Kemitza. So Tosfos says Rabbi Ovin didn't raise that as a possibility, even though the Gemara is going to give that as the answer, that that's Taka, how much you have to give. Rabbi Ovin doesn't raise that as a possibility because he thought, how are you going to take a kemitza from the ashes? You're going to stick your hand in there, you're going to burn your hand. So what are you, with a shovel, you're going to take a kemitza? How do you take a kemitza with a shovel? Kemitza is always done by hand. That's why Rabbi Yavin doesn't raise it as a possibility. So how does the Gemara Taka answer? So now Rabbi Yavin presents two possibilities. Is it A, is it B? Do we learn it from Trumas Meiser, or do we learn it from Trumas Midyan? Tashema, it's C. Ditani Rabbi Chiya, Nemar Kan Veherim, Nemar La'alan, by the Akhtar of Karb Mincha, it says also Veherim. It says Veherim Imenu Bekumtso. So Ma'alan, just like by Karb Mincha, it's Bekumtso. It's the Kometz of a Kohen Gadol. Avkan Bekumtso, so we are also, it's the Kometz of a Kohen. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that you stick your hand in and you take a Kometz. Rabbi Yavin was right about that, as Tosfos pointed out. You're going to burn your hand off. It means you estimate that with the shovel, you take at least a Kometz. You're allowed to take a little more, but you take at least a Kometz. Okay, so now the Gemara shifts to talk about what types of avodos a zar is going to be chayiv misa for. A zar is not allowed to do avoda. There are certain avodos for which not only is he not allowed to do, but he's going to be chayiv misa if he does them as well. What kind of misa? So to machlokas tanayim in Masech Sanhedrin and daf pei alpha and beis. A zar shashimish b'migdash, Rabbi Akiva omer b'chenek. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv chenek. The brisa there and daf pei dalid quotes another tana in the name of Rabbi Akiva who says b'skila, even worse. And the chum say misa b'day shemayim, that not even chenek, just misa b'day shemayim. So three possibilities, whether it's skila, chenek, or misa b'day shemayim, but sometimes the zar is chayiv misa. So amrav, arba avodos zar chayiv alein misa. There are four avodos for which the zar is chayiv misa, and they are zrika, haktara, nisa chamayim, nisa chayayim, very limited list, throwing the dam on the mizbeach, burning the carbon, nisa chamayim, which is only done once a year on the mizbeach and on sukkis, and nisa chayayim that they do throughout the rest of the year. There are karbanos are required in the sachim of wine together with them. So whenever that happens, that's a zar's chayv misa if he doesn't. Levi amar af shumas adeshen. Levi says a zar who does shumas adeshen is also chayv misa. V'chein tani Levi masni say af shumas adeshen. Levi has an abrisa like that as well, that if a zar does shumas adeshen, he's chayv misa. So apparently machlokas Rav and Levi by a zar who does shumas adeshen, whether he's chayv misa or not, that they all agree to those four. Question is, do you add shumas adeshen to the list? So my time in the Rav, why does Rav think that it's dafka by these four avodos that you're chayv misa tichsiv? Because the pasuk says that Hashem says to Aaron HaKohen, va'atau v'necha itcha tishmur es kunaschem l'chol dvar mizbeach only based on parochas va'avadtem avodos matana etein es kunaschem va'azara karev yimas. That's the pasuk. From that pasuk we learn that a zar is chayv misa. It says beferish va'azara karev yimas, that a zar is chayv misa for certain avodos. So let's look at the other words in the pasuk and try to determine which avodos it's referring to that a zar is chayv misa for. So avodos matana, it says a lashon nesina, that dafka by an avoda that has a nesina on the mizbeach is chayv v'lo avoda siluk, but not an avoda that involves removing something from the mizbeach. Va'avadtem avoda tama v'lo avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Va'avadtem tells me it's like a combination of two words, avoda tama, avadtem, of a complete avoda, and not an avoda that has another step to it where you're not yet finished with the avoda. So the chi of misa is only by an avoda that has both of these conditions, that it's an avoda smatana, you're placing something, and it's the last part, it's the last step. So by these four avodas, they all fit. Zrika is avodas matana, you're placing the dam, and it's an avodas tama, it's the last thing you do with the dam of the carbon, is sprinkling on the mizbech. Haktar is an avodas matana, you're putting it on the fire, and it's an avodas tama, because once it's burnt, that's it, there's nothing else you're going to do with it. It's no longer going to be there. Yeah, you'll do it shumas hadeshen, but then it's deshen, it's not the evarim anymore. Nisach hamayim is an avodas matana, you're putting the mayim on the mizbech, and it's an avodas tama, because it's the last avodah that you do with that water. And nisach hayayin as well is matana, and it's an avodah tama, there's nothing else that you do. Shumas hadeshen, you're not going to be chayiv misa, even though it's an avodah tama, because it's not an avodah matana, it's an avodah siluk. It meets one of the requirements, not two. It is an avodah, it's the last thing you're doing, you're taking it off, but it's avodah siluk, it's not avodah matana. V'levi, Rabbi Rachman, called Var Mizbech. Aye, how could Levi then include shumas hadeshen on the list? Doesn't he dash in the pasuk the same way? No, but there's an extra reboy in the pasuk. The pasuk says, called Var Mizbech, that even an avodah siluk is chayiv misa, if it's an avodah tama, meaning you really only need to have an avodah tama. You don't need to have an avodah matana as well. V'rav, and what's Rav going to say? That Rav says an avodah siluk is not chayiv misa. What's he going to do with l'chol dvar mizbeach? He uses that pasuk to tell me the seven azaos that they're mazer from the dam chatos apnimios in the heichal on the parochas that's open to the kodesh kedashim, and the seven azaos of mitzora that they bring a log shemen and they're mazer, the kohen is mazer from it lefnei Hashem. So that if a non kohen does that, he's chayiv misa. The Levi, and how's Levi gonna Levi udarshin from the kol dvar mizbeach to include avoda siluk nafkalei midavar v'kol davar? He'll learn those things about the mitzora and about the azaos. He'll learn it from l'kol davar v'rav davar v'kol davar lo darish. He's not going to darshan two drushos from one phrase of l'kol davar, even though it seems to have the extra word l'kol. So he's only going to have one drusha. So now the Gemara discusses Levi. So he says l'kol davar mizbeach comes to tell me that even avoda siluk you could be chayiv misa for if you're a zar. Ve'emel l'kol davar mizbeach klal. Avodas matana prat. Wait a second. The normal standard way of making a drasha is you look at the layout of the pasuk. Is there a klal? Is there a prat? Is there a klal? A prat or klal? Is it a prat or klal? So how does it play out? So the kol dvar mizbeach sounds anything, all types of avoda. But then it says avodas matana. So that's much more specific. So what's the rule? Klal or prat? Ein b'klal el masha b'prat. Whenever you have a klal followed by a prat, the only part the only halacha that fits that rule is going to be the prat itself. So here also, avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. We should say that only an avodas matana you chayv misa for, but not an avodas siluk. So what are you going to say to that, Levi? So amakra. So the pasuk says, based on parochas va'avadtem. The pasuk has those words in between the klal and the prat. el mi beis la parochas in the avodas that are done in the kodesh hakodashim, which is inside of the parochas, hu da avodas matana v'la avodas siluk. That's where we apply this rule that only avodas matana, not avodas siluk. But habachutz, but things that are done by the mizbeach that are bachutz, that are out in the azara, that are beyond the mi beis la parochas, so afilu avodas siluk. There, even in avodas siluk. So Levi would say, you're right. There is some sort of limitation called avodas matana, but that's only bifnin. Once you're bechutz, then even a non-avodas matana, even avodas siluk, azara is going to be chayiv misa for. So frankly, Mari ihachi, if that's true, that l'kol dvar mizbeach includes all types of avoda, and umi beis haparochas tells me, in between the klal prat, tells me that only avoda in the kodesh hakodashim is included in that miut of avodas siluk, so not avodas shabachutz. So when that which we darshan avad temnami, umi beis haparochas hu da avoda tama, lo avoda sheish achra avoda, habachutz afil avoda sheish achra avoda. What about the other qualification? Shouldn't we say the same thing about the other qualification? The fact that it's got to be the last step, that it's got to be the avoda tama. Should that also only apply when you're bifnim and not apply to avodos that are done bachutz? Levi doesn't say that. So why does Levi add to Rav only trumas d'ashen? Every avodah siluk that's done bechutz, meaning because it's an avodah siluk done bechutz, why not include every avodah done bechutz? Meaning that's not an avodah tama. What about kabbalah sadam? What about halacha sadam? Meaning there are all sorts of avodahs that fit neither of the criteria, that are not avodahs that are not avodah of nesina, and that are not avodah tama, but they are avodos and they're done bechutz. So anything that's done bechutz should automatically make Levi's list. Why is it dafka by avodah siluk that he says that can make the list, but not an avodah sheina avodah tama? So vavadtem hadar arvekra. Now he's going to say because of the word, the letter vav in vavadtem, so comes and brings it back into the to the original pasuk. So the vav is mosif al inyan rishon that even avodas hamizbeach that are bachutz are included in that miut, but that and it's not only that miut of avodat tama, and it's not only that which is in the kodesh hakodashim. Whereas when it talks about avodas matana, which is memayit avodas siluk, there's no vav over there, and that's why avodas matana is only a requirement for that which is lufnim, but avodas siluk could be even for that which is bachutz. That which is bachutz could even be avodah siluk. Whereas when it comes to avodah tama, that's everywhere. Only that which is an avodah tama is azar going to be chayv misan. If it doesn't even fit that criteria of avodah tama, azar is never going to be chayv misan it. So now, once we're discussing avodah siluk, so we said that according to Levi, is azar chayv misan for avodah siluk? Meaning, if we ask that shayla, according to Levi, is azar chayv misan for avodah siluk? The answer is, Depends where. If it's in the Kodesh HaKadashim, then Azar is not going to be Chayiv Misa for Avodah Siluk. If it's Bachutz, then he is going to be Chayiv Misa for Avodah Siluk. So says Mar Bai Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechal Mahu. What's called Bifnim and what's called Bachutz? What about the Heichal? How do you done that? It's not as far out as the Mizbeach, but it's not the Kodesh HaKadashim either. Lifnim Mitamin Alei. Do I compare it to the Kodesh HaKadashim and you're not going to be Chayiv Misa by Avodah Siluk? Or Luchutz Mitamin Alei. Or maybe we compare it to lachutz and yechayv misa b'avodah siluk. So hadar pashta, then Rava was ultimately poshet the safek, because from the pasuk could have said mi beis ulim mi beis. Why does it say ulim mi beis? That's to tell me that even the heichal is considered like mi beis la paroches, meaning it has a din like the kodesh hakadoshim. So you want to know where the heichal fits? The heichal's lefnim. How do I know that? Because it didn't say mi beis; it said ulim mi beis, and that's what tells me that it's kilefnim. So from Rava, having this suffix and darshing from the pasuk that there's that in the heichal only avodah siluk is going to be included in the chiyuv misa of the zar. So we learn that avodas matana in the heichal is chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, elamayata zar shesider sashulchan lechayiv. So if anything in the heichal that's an avodas matana and an avodah tama, a zar is going to be chayiv misa, why is it that we had such a short list? Meaning, says the Gemara, I could think of more things that meet both of those criteria that are done in the heichal. For example, being mesada the lechem apanim on the shulchan. It's matana, you're placing it on the shulchan, and it's the last thing you do. So says the Gemara, no, it's not the last thing you do. Ikasid do bezichin. They put the bezichin levona on the shulchan as well, and that comes after placing the lachem upanim on the shulchan. So that's not an avodah tama. So see the bezichin the chayiv. So says, okay, so let it be chayiv for putting beside the bezichin, because that's an avodah matan. It's the last thing. Now you can see, look, vahaktara. No, because you also take the bezichin levona off of the shulchan, and you're makti the bezichin levona. So it's an avodah. That's an ena avodah tama. It's not an avodah tama. So says, okay, but I have another one. Zor shesidir sa menorah lechayiv. The zor who sets up the neiros of the menorah should be chayiv. Now you can see this psila. It's not an avodah tama because there's something that comes after it, the placing the wicks. Okay, now some psila lechayiv. When he puts the wicks in, let it be chayiv. Now you can see the shemen, because after he puts in the wicks, he puts in the shemen to light. So nasan shemen lechayiv. Let that be the avodah tama. Whatever's last is going to be the one, right? So ikadlaka. No, but there's the hadlakas haneiros, and it's avodah shay. So therefore, it's an avodah shayna tama. He's not going to be chayiv misa. So hidlak lechayiv. Hadlaka lav avodah hi. No, that's not an avodah at all. So the placing of the oil is not an avodah. Is not going to be the zar is not going to be chayiv for, because it's not an avodah tama, because there's something that comes after it. Why aren't you chayiv for that which comes after the hadlaka? Because that's not an avodah. There's something that comes after it, but that which comes after it is not an avodah. So therefore, you're not going to be chayiv for any part of it. Velo, really, hadlaka is not an avodah. Vatanya, don't we have a brayso that tells us by lighting the maracha and the mizbeach? V'nasim b'dayar nakoyin eish al mizbeach va'orchu etzim ala eish limir al tzasas alisa, that lighting of the matches that they would use to light the fire, that they would stick in between the atzei maracha shlote el b'koyin kosher, that can only be done by a koyin kosher, and ubekli sharis, he's got to be wearing big day kuna. We describe it as kli sharis over here. So you see that adlakas eish maracha is considered an avodah. We don't say that it's something that's it's insubstantial, because it's just fire. It's not something of mamashos. So why should hadlakas neros be any different? No, when you're lighting a fire on the mizbeach that's going to burn all the karbanos, that's an avodah, because it's a whole asek to light a bonfire. That's what the lighting a big fire on the mizbeach. But to light a menorah, that's nothing. It's a little wick. It takes nothing. So that's not considered an avodah. And it's olam e'aleha. You don't really have to do that much. So now we said, zrikas adam, you chayiv misa for if a zar does it, because it's an avodah tama, and it's the last avodah you do with the dam, and the other avodah say you do with the carbon, like haktara, are totally separate. They're not connected to the dam. So I asked the Gemara, elameyato, according to that, zrikas adam is an avodah tama, because it's the last thing you do with the dam. Zar shesidras a maracha lechayiv. The zar who sets up the maracha on the mizbeach, if a zar were to set up the maracha on the mizbeach, he should be chayiv misa. Because, yeah, there are other things that you do, but by sidur atzei maracha, it's the last avodah as setting up the wood. So why are only four avodas mentioned? Why not zarsha sidur maracha? So b'gzika sidur shnei gzirei etzim. Because the sidur maracha is not the last wood that you bring on the mizbeach. Together with the carbon tamid, they said they bring the shnei gzirei etzim. So that's also part of putting wood on the mizbeach. So the avodah sidur maracha is not an avodah tama. Okay, sidur shnei gzirei lechayiv. But then add that one to the list. That if a zar brings the shnei gzirei etzim, the two blocks of wood, and puts out on the mizbeach, that's an avodah tama. Because then you still put the limbs of the carbon on the mizbeach, so it's not the last thing that you do. So it's not an avodah tama. Now we said avodas sidur shnei gzirim is an avodah shein avodah tama because there are avarim that come after it. Because you put avarim on the mizbeach after it, putting the wood is not an avodah tama. V'am Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan zar shesidur shnei gzirei etzim. If a zar puts the shnei gzirei etzim on the mizbeach, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv misa. So you see that it's considered an avodah tama because the sidur etzim is finished when you put the shnei gzirei etzim. You're no longer putting wood on the mizbeach. So it says more. Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan about that because he doesn't list it. He doesn't put shnei gzirim on his list of four things that a zar is chayiv misa for. So ba'abligi marsav Rabbi Yochanan holds avodah tama hi. Omar savor lav avodah tama hi, and Rav holds it's not considered avodah tama because you're still going to put the avarim on the mizbeach. So now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas Rav and Levi that we had in Amud Aleph by Truma Sedeshin. That Rav says that the zar is chayiv misa only by dalet avodos and not by Truma Sedeshin. Levi said even for Truma Sedeshin is chayiv misa. So we have Tanya Kavasid Rav, Tanya Kavasid Levi. We have a price that supports each sheet. Tanya Kavasid Rav avodos shazar chayiv alei misa. The avodos that that a zar is going to be chayiv misa for are zrikas adam bein lifnim bein lifnai lifnim is zrikas adam, whether it be done in the heichal and the proches or by the pesach of the kodesh hakodashim, or whether it be in the kodesh hakodashim between the bottom of the aron hamazeh bechatas of someone who sprinkles the dam of the chatas of v'amimatzeh v'amakti, someone who's mimatzeh the dam and is maktir ba'olas of and burns the basar on the mizbech of the olas of v'amenaseh shloshul lugin mayin, someone who does nisach mayim on sukkis u'shloshul lugin yayin, or does nisach hayayin throughout the rest of the year. So you see the price doesn't count Truma Sedeshen. That's a Tanya Kavaseh Rab, that Truma Sedeshen is not on the list of things that Azar is Chayiv Misa for. And Tanya Kavaseh Delevi Avodah Shazar Chayiv Alei Misa Hameir Mesedeshen Sheva Azol Shebifnim V'Sheva Mitzora V'Amal Al Gabi Mizbech Bein Dover Kasher Bein Dover Pasel. So from the fact that he lists Hameir Mesedeshen, you see like Levi that Truma Sedeshen is Chayiv Misa also if Azar does the Truma Sedeshen. Lama Mephaisen, so the Gemara asks, we said in the Mishnah that they do four payasos to be Koveya, who's going to do the Avodah? So Lama Mephaisen says, well, Lama Mephaisen, Kedamin, what do you mean? Why? That we said, because otherwise it was dangerous. They were racing and pushing and so Lama Mephaisen, V'choz Lama Mephaisen. Now, why would they have to do a payas four times? They could have just gathered everyone together once and been Mephaisen for all of the Avodos all at one time. Why do they have to regather four times to do payasos? So Rabbi Yochanan, De Lahargish Kala Azara, so that the entire Azara will hear the tumult so many times during the day. That's Kavod Hashem, Shneemar, Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksov Beveis Elohim Nahalich Baragesh, that you want to create a mood and a sense that there's something going on, that there's a tumult going on in the Beis Hashem, because everyone is eager to go and do the Avodah. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll continue to discuss the Payasa tomorrow with Bamem Mephaisen toward the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a great day. Baltov. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.